Hey everybody, Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations for Judicial Watch. I'm here on the border, or what used to be the border of the United States and Mexico. I'm just west of Del Rio, Texas. We spent the last few days going up and down the border, seeing what the conditions are. This is kind of an interesting spot because it's really where the border comes apart at the seams. Let me point a couple of things out to you. Number one, I'm right at the edge of the fencing that exists. And it's really a gap. It's a hole in the fencing. You'll see over here the Texas fencing, which is concertina wire atop a wire fence. Then there's this kind of open area that I'm standing in. And then on my left, your right, is the end of, or the break in the Trump-era wall. And between that and the portion that I'm standing in is really a wide-open break or gap in the border. And then directly to my front, you'll see a ridge line in the distance. That's high terrain in Mexico overlooking the Rio Grande River. So just beyond those trees, that fence is the Rio Grande River. And the reason I point this out is there is no border. There is no barrier. We've been out here now for some time. There is no Border Patrol, no Texas DPS. It is essentially just a wide open area, and anybody seeking to get across can and will. And there's really nothing from here inwards to the interior of the United States that's any kind of real enforcement. And then should folks be picked up, if there were somebody to try to cross in this area, and they were apprehended by law enforcement, in the current situation, they would simply be processed, and that means really nothing. It's a paper drill, and released into the country. So that's the state of affairs just west of Del Rio, Texas. This is a split. This is a seam or a break in the wall that you think exists that doesn't, and there's really no law enforcement. Those are the border conditions outside of Del Rio. Hey everybody, Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. Just wanted to follow up. The last video I shot showed an enormous gap in the wall, or in the fence, between the Trump wall and the Abbott fence. But let me give you another idea of perspective of distance. So from that area, right behind me over my shoulder, is the Rio Grande. And so that's not terribly wide, nor is it deep in this area. It's easily fordable, or at the best, kind of a quick swim across, up this hill, and then over to the fence. That fence, probably 100 yards down the road, just over the top of those yellow containers there, that's where it ends. So there's your perspective, there's your idea of distance, of how tough it is to get across the river, up the bank, past the fence, and into the United States.